Funding for anything you ever wanted to know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education.
It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers this hour to anything@kera.org or tweet them to me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Friday the 11th of August, and we're taking your questions and answers today, as we do every Friday. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Todd did. He says, I'm looking for a place around Dallas to get a camera lens professionally cleaned. We also got emails to start off today from Nancy in Dallas, who asks, is there a place in the DFW area that serves shaved noodles? She says, I know several places that serve hand-pulled noodles, but shaved noodles is where the chef takes a block of dough and thinly shaves off the noodle straight into a pot of hot water, producing a half-inch wide but thin noodle. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got a question from Lauren. He says, I recently moved to Denton from out of state, and I play the trumpet. And I'm hoping to find a community concert band or a wind ensemble to join in the DFW area. She says, most of the websites I have found haven't been updated for a number of years. Are there any in the area that are still active? Does anybody know where to where Lauren, who plays the trumpet, can find a community concert band or wind ensemble? 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Lines are open there. You can email anything@kera.org. We got a question from Brett, who says, I'm looking for a place to get my axe rehandled in either Dallas or Denton, Texas. Any suggestions or help would be great. And he adds, thank you for your time. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. John tweeted and says, the items on top of the Addison Water Tower, this was in our promo this week, are indeed wind turbines. It says, while running, pieces flew off, so they are locked out. So that's the situation, according to John, with the Addison Water Tower wind turbines. We got an email from Michelle, who says, we were out of state last week and noticed flags were at half-mast when we came back. Could not find the reason online. Michelle wants to know, does anybody know why the flags are or were at half-mast or half-staff, depending on if you're a landlubber or a naval fan? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's start on the phones today with Toby in Richardson. Hello, Toby.
Hi. I was going to finish up last week's business and answer a question that somebody had, which was where in Dallas to find really good artwork and crafts from Mexico.
Yeah.
And could not recommend. There's a store on Henderson Avenue called La Mariposa, and I think he's been in business like at least 40 years. And excellent selection of arts and crafts and all kinds of other clothing from Mexico and South America and Central America.
Very good. Well, that's a great suggestion. Toby, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Love getting answers right off the bat. Let's talk to Arno in Dallas. Hello, Arno.
Hey there. I'm calling regarding, I think, Todd's question about where to get a camera lens cleaned.
Yeah.
He can do that at Competitive Cameras. It's on Irving Boulevard, kind of near downtown. And they can clean the outside, but unfortunately the inside they can't clean because you have to take that to the actual manufacturer to do that. But that's a great place.
How would the inside of a camera lens get dirty?
Well, sometimes dust can get inside or sand. Depends on the environment that you're shooting in, probably. But
I guess if you're shooting in a windy, dusty environment, little particles could get between the actual lens.
Yeah, between the actual glass inside the lens.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Arno.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me. Rocky reminds us that former governor of Texas, Mark White, died last weekend. That is obviously why the flags were lowered. And we got an email on that from John, who says, flags are half-staffed due to the death of former governor Mark White. So that is absolutely, that has to be the case. Thanks, everybody, for reminding us of that. Got an email from Higgins, who says, when getting gas for my car, it seems, in this hot weather, that the fuel pump at the corner station is especially slow. Does the rate of fuel delivery change with temperature, or is it something else? Give us a call. 800-933-5372. Up next is Matt in Dallas. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. Someone asked a question about rehandling an axe.
Yeah.
I know there are several craftsmen in the Dallas area, including myself, who restore and resell axes, and a lot of times those guys are able to rehandle an axe for a fee, including myself. So reach out to a page on Facebook called Axe Junkies, which I'm a member of, or you can find me on Etsy at Lone Cabin Goods, and contact me through there.
Cool. So I have a question.
Can set something up. Sure.
Can't you rehandle it yourself? I mean, don't they sell the raw handles at the hardware store?
They do.
And you
Absolutely.
Just get the handle that fits, take your axe head in there, and then you have to put some kind of a wedge or something on the top side, right, to hold it in there?
Correct. Sometimes axe handles will include a wedge. Sometimes they won't. So that may even include a metal wedge, which is like a little side wedge that can fit in there for extra security.
Of course, looking through the glass here and our producer Stephen Pecker's pantomime, you definitely want to make sure that your axe head is secured to your new handle because you don't want it flying off when you during your backswing or your downswing, for that matter.
Right, and speaking from personal experience, if you're a first-timer, it takes quite a bit of time. Even people who, like myself, who've done it many times, it can take a little while. So
hire a professional.
How valuable is your time?
Right? Hire a professional or do a lot of research. Matt, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Heather says everything needed to restore an axe can be found on Amazon, and there's actually lots of info on YouTube. And Heather says, I just did it myself, restored an axe last week, and sent us some... bunch of YouTube. I bet you can just find those videos on YouTube. But as Matt said, you know, depends on if, you know, it's kind of like, you know, hey, the house needs painting. And sure, you could do it yourself, or you could hire somebody who does it all the time and thus has figured out all the efficiencies and best ways, best practices. So yeah. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Rick in Dallas. Hello, Rick.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Great. Answer to the community ensemble question.
Yeah.
There is, in Mesquite, I know that there is a Mesquite community band, and they hold concerts in the evenings. It's different times throughout the season on the Mesquite Community Arts Center lawn. And it's the members range from high school to senior citizens. So it's all volunteer musicians. They just get together and learn, rehearse, and play concerts for the enrichment of harmony and life.
Great. So the Mesquite Community Ensemble.
That's it. It's called, Mesquite Community Band.
Mesquite Community Band. Great.
That's their website address is mesquitecommunityband.com. And I don't know if their website's been updated recently or not. I'm not myself involved in it. I just live there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you get in touch with them, I'm sure they'll get back in touch with
great.
You.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Rick.
No worries. Have a great.
Let's get one more on this from Drew calling from Cedar Hill. Hello, Drew.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, doing well.
Oh, good. I was going to recommend the Lauren Mountain View Community College has a very fine community band. And similar to Mesquite, it's got anything from the high school students up to mature adults, professional players, teachers, judges, lawyers. That's a real fine band. It's off of Illinois and Loop 12. That's called the Mountain View Community College Band. And they practice, I believe I haven't played in them a little while, but 7 o'clock on Tuesdays,
okay.
About 7 till 9.
Well, Lauren, I think he's in Denton, but it's not that crazy of a drive if you time it right and if you want to play in a band. So thanks for calling, Drew.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can tweet me as well. I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Got an email from Shanna, who says, as a kid, I remember driving up Interstate 45 from Corsicana to Dallas and passing a sign for a place called Big D, which was some kind, I believe, some kind of amusement park. Shanna says, of course, we never stopped, and I've always wondered exactly what it was. When I do an internet search for Big D Amusement Park, all I get are current entertainment listings. Does anyone remember that place, or did they ever go there? I'd love to know what it was all about. Now, the sign just said Big D, but Shanna or Shauna thought, got the sense as a kid that it was an amusement park. And kids have a sixth sense about this kind of thing, right? So it's probably amusement park. But we'll see if we get an answer for you. And Bill in Dallas says, I live across from the farmer's market, and the old Paradise Produce building is being torn down this week. Obviously, Bill says, this building had a lot of mold and rotted wood because you can smell it in the air while they're tearing it down or sorting the debris for pickup. He says, if this building had contained asbestos, there would have been an entire mandated program of careful removal by workers in hazmat suits. If this was a home for sale and it had black mold, it would have had to have been remediated, inspected before it would be allowed to change hands. Why then is it simply being demolished? If it's simply being demolished, does the containment of the black mold get neglected? Do the building codes not address black mold remediation prior to demolition? Anybody have an answer for Bill? Email us anything at kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter or call us at 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jacob in Little Elm. Hello, Jacob.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a question regarding U.S. 388 North, where the tollway meets.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a question if anybody knows if and or when the Denton side, Denton County side, is going to be expanded, widened, or anything compared to how Collin County is already on top of it, doing their portion of it, just regarding how many accidents there are and everything. If anybody knows anything about that.
Okay, well, you've asked. We usually get answers on these kinds of things from folks who are in the know, so stay with us.
All right, thank you.
It is anything you ever wanted to know, and our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Speaking of demolition, Lisa emailed and said there are major demolition projects on the southwest quadrant of the intersections of Inwood Road and Alpha Road, and at Inwood Road and Forest Lane. Does anyone know what kinds of developments are being planned for those locations? Let's see, they're at the southwest quadrant of the intersection of Inwood and Alpha, and at Inwood and Forest. Anybody know what they're building there? And Judy says, for the listener last week who's looking for a group to get into ukulele playing, there's a club called Dallas Ukulele Headquarters, which she says they call DUH. D-U-H. There's a meetup site, Judy says, and it's totally free to join. You can download songbooks for free. Members include makers of ukuleles. Also, there's a Hawaiian subgroup called Kanika Pila Island Strummers that meets on the second Tuesday of each month in Carrollton at Lynn's Asian Buffet. So check out the Dallas Ukulele Headquarters on Meetup. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back.
Funding for anything you ever wanted to know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, of course, anything@kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Right now, our associate producer, Samantha Guzman, joins us. Sam, what do you have for us?
A couple of weeks ago, we got an email question from Julia Ann. She wanted to know what kind of plastic bags can be recycled at those grocery store collection bins.
Yeah, I've seen those before at stores like Central Market, Whole Foods. Lots of stores have them now.
Yeah, exactly. I reached out to Sherry Jackson. She's the director of the Flexible Film Recycling Group for the American Chemistry Council. They work to increase the recycling of certain plastics. I asked her Julia Ann's question about what can be taken to these collection bins.
In addition to the carryout bags, you can put in bread bags and product overwrap, case wraps. So the material that goes around your paper towels, napkins, bathroom tissue, the zip-top storage bags, newspaper bags, dry cleaning bags, shipping pillows, produce bags, all polyethylene film, all compatible in that stream with the store carryout bag.
Okay, what types of plastics can't be recycled at these collection bins?
Well, the first thing anyone should know is whatever you take to these collection bins has to be cleaned before you take them.
Rinsed out and dried.
Exactly. Yeah. And as to what can't be recycled, Sherry says any material that's not a polyethylene film isn't eligible.
The salad bags, they're made of multi-resin material. So it's not a single polymer. It's not pure polyethylene. So it's not compatible in the stream. Also, chip bags would fall in that category. Candy bar wrappers, six-pack rings, anything that's a degradable bag, all of those are contaminants to that stream and are not recyclable in store collection bins.
Okay, what happens after these materials are recycled? What are they recycled into?
They end up being used in a wide variety of products.
The major market for the materials is composite lumber. So it's decking and fencing and those types of products and benches and anything that is a composite lumber application. Trex is the major reclaimer of the material. It also goes back into making more bags. It goes into some of the other products like garden products and crates and buckets and pallets and piping.
Why can't we just put these plastic film products into our home recycling bins?
That's a good question. Many of the facilities that your curbside recycling goes to weren't designed to handle this type of film.
It just requires a different infrastructure, and primarily because when those material recovery facilities that take that curbside film, most of them were designed for aluminum, cardboard, and glass, and those types of products. So now that plastic film packaging has become prevalent for a lot of its economic and sustainable uses, those systems, in order to capture that, they would have to be upgraded in a way that would be very costly, that would just make the recovery of them cost prohibitive currently. But the at-store collection infrastructure, that is a way to get that material back to the recyclers who want it, those in-use markets that I spoke about. If it's clean and dry, then they pay those retailers for that material, and they take it and they put it into new product.
Well, there you have it. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Jeff. And if any of our listeners want to find out more information on what's recyclable, they can go to plasticfilmrecycling.org.
Or you can call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Justin did. Says, regarding the lens cleaning, Justin says, Garland camera repair is great. They can clean and repair gear at a great price, according to Justin. So thanks for that. Let's go to the phones now at 800-933-5372 and talk to Liko in Cedar Hill. Hello, Liko.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Doing
good
well.
Good hearing you.
It's good to hear from you.
Jeff Whittington on the line. I got the answer for why flags are flying at half staff.
Okay.
That's because Governor White passed away.
Yeah, it was Saturday, I think.
Yeah, and the governor said they should fly at half mast. He was a hero for the school system.
Thank you so much, Liko, for calling.
You bet.
All right.
God bless.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to David in Plano. Hello, David.
Hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Two answers. One with regard to the flag, which has already been answered a couple of times.
Yeah.
Somebody called about 8-10 months ago when I was driving to, between home and work, mm-hmm. about the flag and who decides and so forth. And you had a caller that said that, that it's the governor's office that decides, and that if you go to the governor's website, you can find out why it is for any particular event, a moment, and so forth. And so I was just kind of props to your program for answering that.
Sure. The governor's official website, not the campaign website, just to make sure that...
That's correct. Not his campaign website, yeah. The state of Texas governor website. Right. It specifies why. Somebody called in to say that some months ago.
Great. Thanks for reminding me.
No, that's fine. And then the other was with regard to the gasoline and the gasoline question about going slower. This also is props to your program from about a year and a half ago. Somebody called asking a similar question, and somebody called in, I worked at a service station or something, talking about how when the temperature is hot, the gas itself expands, and that makes it go through slower. And at the same time, it also, the person who originally called asked about, filling up, it seems like they weren't getting a full tank and so forth. Because the gas and the heat does expand, we sometimes get false readings in our cars as to whether or not we have filled it or not. So we might fill up the tank, go home, get up the next morning, and there's, the things move lower. The needles move lower than what it should have based on the small mileage we went. So
that makes sense.
And somebody again called that in about a year and a half ago.
Great, David. Thanks so much. Thanks for being our thanks for being our institutional memory today. Appreciate it.
Love you, Sal. Thanks a lot.
We got an email on this, too, from Mike in Dallas who says, in my experience over the years, a gas pump gets slow as well, I guess. Because the filter in that particular pump is beginning to get clogged. So maybe that's something, when you have a really, really slow pump, you tell the attendant at the gas station. We got an email from MA who says, I need advice on getting rid of water bugs / giant roaches. Is diatomaceous earth, the food grade kind, an option? Also, MA wants to know about using diatomaceous earth on a rug. We still get closet moths, MA says, and figure they might also go after our wool rugs. A friend told me to use DE on rugs, but I wouldn't want to breathe it from an escaping from a vacuum bag. Well, let's see what the audience has to say about that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Rick calling from Saxe. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, somebody had asked earlier about Big D. Big D wasn't so much an amusement park as it was a destination location. They had rebuilt an old western town there, patterned somewhat, I suppose, on old Dallas. The only time that I was there was for a large conference. We had about 10,000 Buddhists from around the central United States that all went out there. We set up a big sound stage and all that kind of stuff. But the town was really well done. It was really like an old western town.
Very cool. Well, mystery solved, Rick. Thanks for calling. I guess it's not there anymore, I'm assuming.
I don't think it is, but right. It was a great place when it was.
Well, thanks for calling, Rick.
Thank you.
Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Joan calling from Dallas. Hello, Joan.
Hi.
Hey.
Now, I haven't been on I-30 for a long time until last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on Wednesday driving from Dallas to Arlington and, sailing along. And then suddenly, traffic was at a standstill. And I wish I could remember for how long, but I would say it was at least 20 minutes. Traffic did not move. When it finally did, I never did see that there was, say, an accident, which is good if there wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there was much construction going on. So I'd kind of like to know what's going on because I've got to go back to Arlington soon.
Yeah, you're wondering if it's a regular problem there, or does anybody know what's causing it? So
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm curious about.
We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Edwin did that and says the amount of diatomaceous earth to cause silicosis is way more than you'd get from a leaky vacuum, and says it is safe. I mean, it is, after all, called food-grade diatomaceous earth. You never, ever, and MA did mention this in their email, you never, ever, ever want to use the swimming pool grade diatomaceous earth, because it is really, really dangerous. It's specifically for pool filter machinery and stuff like that. Not being a pool owner, I'm not really familiar with using it, but it is unsafe for use as a pesticide, you know, or in your garden and stuff like that. But yeah, I think Edwin's probably right. It's probably just fine for you to use indoors and vacuum up, because it would have to be just, you'd have to be in a dust cloud of it, essentially. Let's see. We got, speaking of dust clouds, Jay emailed and says, dust on the inside of a camera lens is caused because when the elements of the lens move back and forth during focusing or zooming, pressure differences are created and the lens will suck in air. As the lens gets longer, obviously it sucks in some air. There's got to be, so it's pulling in a little bit of dust. Makes perfect sense. It's not completely sealed. Makes perfect sense. Let's see. We got an email from Jason who says there's a new mixed-use apartment building where Fitzhugh and Bennett split just east of 75, and there's a building on the corner of the development. Does anyone know what that building is going to be? And Mark says on community bands, there's a band called the Denton Community Band. He says it's on a summer break, but it will start early rehearsals on September 14th, 7 p.m. at Strickland Middle School in Denton. He says contact director Carol Lynn Mizell for additional information. So they're, Lauren's in Denton, our trumpet player, recently moved to the area. And Lauren, you're in luck. There's a Denton Community Band, but we've also learned about the Mountain View College Community Band, the Mesquite Community Band. So it sounds like there's a lot of these. But the Denton Community Band starts weekly rehearsals in a month, September 14th at 7 p.m. at Strickland Middle School in Denton. So I think we might have solved that one too. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Julie calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Julie.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
My friends and I have been looking for quite a while for a smoke-free karaoke venue. Fort Worth, mid-cities, even west of Fort Worth, we would go south. Don't really want to go all the way to Dallas.
I was going to say, just drive over here to Dallas.
I know. Yeah, well, we may have to if it gets that serious, you know, if we can't find anything. So,
smoke-free karaoke in Fort Worth is preferred, and so we'll see if we get some leads for you.
That'd be great.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Take care.
Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Molly in Burleson. Hello, Molly.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question. I recently became aware of a developer in town who bulldozed an old cemetery and to build houses over. And I'm wondering if there are any state regulations that might, you know, be prohibiting this sort of thing.
Hmm.
I'm just very curious about that. It seemed like it was not a very good thing for them to do, just to bulldoze all the monuments into the ground.
Wow. Not to mention the graves that are there.
Not to mention the graves.
All right, well, we'll see if somebody knows the answer for you. Thanks
okay,
for calling.
I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And I take your questions and answers via Twitter as well. I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Eric tweeted and says the 360 I-30 interchange is being worked on. He says is being worked on a day will be for years. Not sure exactly what he meant there, but I think maybe he meant it's going to be worked on for a while, and it'll be a while before it gets worked out. There always does seem to be that slowdown right there. And Juan says, looking for a place in Fort Worth that repairs and restores, I think it's chandeliers. Does anybody have any recommendation for Juan? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Frank calling from Duncanville. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
I got a question and a compliment right quick. Compliment goes to you. Your ability to recall is absolutely fantastic. I really enjoy that as a person that studies a lot. And the question, the letter B in the words doubt and subtle, why are they there? And I'll hang up and listen. Have a great day.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Frank. And thank you very much for your kind compliment. I will say, though, that I think that some of our listeners, as was demonstrated earlier, remember what we talked about on the show better than I do. Because people ask me all the time, hey, what's the craziest question? And the minute somebody asks me that question, I just see a white blank wall in front of me. I can't, in my mind's eye, I can't remember. But thank you, Frank, very much. But where did the silent B in doubt and subtle come from? I bet that's one that we can get an answer to. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Eric says, he said the 360 I-30 interchange is being worked on and will be for years. Thanks to AutoCorrect for that that error. Scott says the building at Fitzhugh and Bennett Split is a restaurant. Tex-Mex, last I heard. By the way, I retweet these. And, you can join in on the Twitter. Just follow me at Jeff Whittington. Katie says Hop Fusion in Fort Worth has a karaoke night, and I've never seen anyone smoking there, at least not inside. Hop Fusion is the place. And let's see. We got an email from Gabrielle in Arlington. It says, I've been trying to identify a series of short features that I used to hear on KERA. If I'm remembering correctly, they were snapshots about various Texas architectural landmarks and historic sites. The site itself would be described, its historical significance talked about. Can anyone remember what this series was called? Yes, Gabrielle, it was called The Shape of Texas. The Shape of Texas. And I think you can still find them online. I don't believe they're being produced anymore. But The Shape of Texas is what it's called. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Funding for anything you ever wanted to know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington, at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can call us 800-933-5372. If you ask a question and you can't stick around to see if an answer turns up, you can always check out our free weekly podcast. There's a button you can subscribe with on our webpage, which is at kera.org/anything, or you can find it on in your podcast app, on your smartphone, Stitcher. All those places have the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know podcast. It's totally free every week. We take the show and we put it on your device for you. So check that out. But you can, always listen live too every week. We're here, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jade calling from Denton. Hello, Jade.
Hey, Jeff. I just had an answer for you about where to get a camera cleaned.
Yeah.
There's a place in Denton that's independently owned, and it's off of Fort Worth Drive, and they clean cameras. It's called Denton Camera Exchange, and they have film there, and they can develop film, and so it's a good resource.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
I got a tweet from Idan who says, the B in doubt is a holdover from Latin, colon, dubious. Old English retained the B in the spelling, but dropped the sound. So there's an answer for Frank. If you have a different one, hey, that's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And I retweet, by the way. when you tweet a question or answer, even ones I can't get to on the air, because sometimes we get a Twitter meltdown, and there's just so many tweets. Let's see. We got an email from Chris, who says the project at Fitzhugh and Bennett is mainly apartments called B&F Flats. The commercial space at the end is going to be a yet-to-be-named craft restaurant and bar similar, Chris says, to HG Supply Company. Kim and Addison emailed and says, does anyone know if the name of the PBS KERA TV show in the early 2000s that was on during Saturday mornings about two time-traveling teenagers? It was not a cartoon, Kim says. It was a PBS KERA TV show in the early 2000s, Saturday mornings, two time-traveling teenagers that was not a cartoon. And let's see, we got a question from AJ, who wants to know if it's possible to retrieve footage from a VHS tape that was taped over. If so, does anyone know the name of the company or service that would do such a thing? Is that possible? AJ, we'll see if we can find out. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Travis in Richardson. Hello, Travis.
Yes, my question is how to get rid of bats. My house has become kind of infested. I've tried all the remedies that there is online, but none of them seem to work. So I was wondering if anybody knows a way to get rid of bats.
You've tried like the tail end of the wine bottle in a glass with Saran wrap over it with holes poked in it, or vinegar and soapy water, all
that
stuff.
I've not tried wine, but I have tried apple cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. I've poured vinegar and baking soda down the drain in the kitchen, and none of those have worked.
All right, well, we'll see if we get some more. We get this question about this time of year every year and usually get it a bunch. We'll see if we get some new untried or unpublished remedies.
Interesting.
Thanks
okay.
for calling. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Richard in Dallas. Hey, Richard.
Hey.
Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say to answer a question on 30. I lived there for the last 10 years, and it starts at Loop 12 and it goes all the way to Six Flags Drive. It's congestion from Loop 12 along with just all the traffic they have still with construction going on, because mm-hmm. it's been that way since I can remember.
So it's people getting on and off Loop 12 onto 30 is causing the slowdown.
Yeah, because that's where it backs up, and then mm-hmm. it just stays heavy until you get to Six Flags.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
While we're speaking of construction, let's talk to Charlie calling from Dallas. Hello, Charlie.
It's actually Callie.
Oh, hey.
And
Callie.
I'm calling about the intersection of Inwood and Forest Lane. If the question was about the southwest corner, mm-hmm. that's actually a staging area that the city's using for work that they're doing there along Inwood and North Haven Road.
Ah, okay.
Apparently it's to last through the middle of 2018, but it seems to be moving along very quickly. Later, there will be construction where the Forestwood townhomes are on the north west corner. That area will be demolished and redeveloped. And the city councilwoman for that area, Jennifer Staubach Gates, has kept the community very involved in the planning for that redevelopment.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We got an email from John in Garland, who is a linguist. And about those silent Bs, says English is an old language that has changed very much, especially pronunciations. He says the B in doubt and other similar words was once pronounced. Same with silent GH and other similar spellings. He says just imagine a Celtic or Scottish accent, and it's easier to hear in your, I guess, your mind's ear, as we say in the radio production biz. It's easier to hear it. Steve says, for karaoke, round one in the Grapevine Mills Mall has private rooms and is a smoke-free facility. So there's I guess that's mid-cities-esque, right? Grapevine Mills kind of area. Round one is the place, Grapevine Mills Mall, for karaoke with smoke-free. And Mary says for water bugs or roaches, boric acid can be bought at the hardware store and some grocery stores in the pesticide mousetrap area. Sprinkle near baseboards, behind cabinets, etc. It works wonders, and Mary says it is safe to use. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Reed calling from Deep Ellum. Hello, Reed.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Well, I am just calling because I'm curious. Does anyone know of a place, a spice shop that sells whole botanicals, like juniper berries whole, star anise whole? I've been to Pindry's, and they just have a lot of spice blends, but I'm looking for something. I'm looking to make my own. So.
Right, okay. Well, we'll see if somebody knows. Somebody's bound to know. And if we don't get an answer this week, tune in next week because we might get some answers in the interim.
Awesome. Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Let's talk next to David calling from Keller. Hello, David.
Hey, Jeff. Great show.
Thank you.
I had an answer for the gentleman who was looking for a chandelier repair or restoration.
Yeah.
There's a company in Dallas. They're on the southwest corner of Arapahoe and Coit called Royal Touch Lamp. They can fix any lamp, any chandelier. They have parts for all that stuff. I work in the repair business myself, and sometimes we get chandeliers, and I take it straight to them because they can do it all.
Royal Touch Lamp.
Royal Touch Lamp, and they're on the southwest corner of Coit and Arapahoe.
Thank you very much.
Little strip mall there. Thank you so much.
And it's not Fort Worth, Juan, but it is a place that does it. So we'll still take a Fort Worth suggestion for chandelier cleaning and restoration. But there's at least one lead. And you know what? Maybe even calling them and asking them if there's another, if they know a place over in Fort Worth. Isabella tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter and agrees for chandelier refurbishing Royal Touch and says for more heavy duty work like adding a tier or making matching pieces, talk to me. So Juan, I've tweeted that. You can see right there on the Twitter. And let's see, we got a tweet from the Glass Ferret who says, is there a place that can pull pictures off an old flip phone from the early 2000s. It doesn't have a memory card slot. Does anyone know how to pull pictures off an old flip phone from the early 2000s that doesn't have a memory card slot? Up next at 800-933-5372 is Tony calling from Dallas. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I tried most of this regular remedies for getting rid of gnats.
Yeah.
What I ended up doing was I bought my son one of those little, science kits, and it had a bug net in it. And every day when I got home from work, I went through the house and I scooped up, dozens and dozens of them. And if you have a problem that you can't get rid of with them, it's best to do that day to day. Just get as many as you can. And usually once the season wears off, they pretty much slowly disappear. But I couldn't get rid of them entirely, so I had to do that.
Just take out the adults and they eventually stop laying eggs.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happens in my house every year. It's seasonal, right, for me at least, but I never get rid of the problem. I just have to come in and get rid of a bunch of them at a time.
All right. Well, thanks, Tony.
All right, thanks.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Abel calling from Louisville. Hello, Abel.
Hi, Jeff. Hey. I had a more comprehensive answer about the silent letter question.
Great.
Generally, silent letters are going to be holdovers from either French or Latin, remembering that English is more than half Anglo-Norman French, kind of layered over Germanic. So the Germanic languages tend to be more direct. They tend to not have silent letters. But when you get into the Romances, especially French, that were spoken really before they were codified as written languages, then you tend to have the silent letters. And if you've, if you've heard French, if you've seen French written, it sounds very different. So that's generally the rule when it comes to silent letters. It's either older Latin or probably French.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Guy in Denton. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Jeff. I just had an answer about the juniper berries and star anise or any seed question. Natural grocers I know the one in Denton does carry whole dry juniper berries and a lot of other whole spices. So maybe if your caller can try natural grocers elsewhere in the Metroplex, that might work.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Juan tweeted me and says, for the whole juniper, Central Market is a good place to buy them. So there's another lead for whole juniper berries, at least. Meredith emailed to anything@kera.org and says that PBS Kids show was called MythQuest. MythQuest was the one with the teenagers who were time travelers, etc. And Danielle emailed and says, in response to the question about fruit flies, I had an infestation last year and tried everything. But for me, the only thing that helped was replacing the PVC pipes under my sink. Danielle says, it sounds more intimidating than it is, but a quick trip to Home Depot and about 30 minutes of putting it all together, and the gnats were gone in a few days. So there is one more solution to the drain flies. And Carol says, for whole spices, Penzies, P-E-N-Z-E-Y-S, Penzies at Preston and LBJ has whole spices, including juniper berries and star anise. So there's one more lead on that. Let's talk to Curtis calling from Bedford. Hello, Curtis.
Hi. So somebody called in a minute ago asking about getting pictures off an old phone.
Yeah.
One thing I have used to do that in the past, the modern SIM cards, if it's the same carrier, will actually work with your old phone. So you slot it in, you text the pictures to your current phone, and then you can download them from that onto your computer or onto your cloud storage or whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
Also, I have one for the gnats question. I had an infestation in college, and we actually cut the top off a 2-liter bottle and flipped it over mm-hmm. so that the narrow end was hanging down in the 2-liter. Put a little balsamic vinegar in that, and it was the sweetness will lure them in. And then between the narrow nozzle and the acid, it works as a trap.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Let's see. We got one more on, I think maybe that, from Ruth in Richardson. Hey, Ruth.
Yes. Hi. This is about the ant problem.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee this works. It's the herb rosemary. And you just pick yourself a few sprigs of that, put it on your counter.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone. Promise.
Ruth, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. And our associate producer is Samantha Guzman. Once again, I'll mention our free podcast. Subscribe at kera.org/anything. Just click on the subscribe link at the top of the page, or find it on your podcast app or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts, or find them. And of course, email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions, joys and sorrows, etc., to anything@kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Thanks so much to each and every one of you for listening, for writing and calling in. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.